Welcome back, everybody, to the Triad of the Force podcast, a podcast from Puerto Rican friends coming together to do deep dives into Star Wars and other nerd-related media. This is episode 3 of season 5. It's so weird to say season 5 still, honestly. Yeah. And we were kind of a little bit Star Wars light lately because there hasn't been all that much coming out. But then we got the amazing trailer for the final season of The Bad Batch out of nowhere, completely unexpected. And of course, we need to talk about it. So I know, Goose, that you saw a version of it in Star Wars Celebration. Obviously, I didn't get to see it because I wasn't there. You don't really remember, right? But it's not the same trailer.
Yes, and it's interesting because we, like you said, we weren't expecting to get
this
anything.
One. Yep.
And I thought honestly that if they were going to release a trailer for it, they would release a version of the Celebration one, maybe with a couple different scenes or something like that. But this was, from what I remember, and I honestly don't remember too much.
It was a while ago.
It's been a while ago. I thought Celebration had been fairly recently, but Facebook came in to remind me that nope, it has almost been a year. And a couple of months, it'll be a year since Star Wars Celebration Europe.
It's crazy.
And I hate that fact. I hate that fact because that means we are inching ever closer to our humanity and our death.
Wow, that went really pessimistic really fast.
Not pessimistic. I wouldn't say pessimistic.
Fatalistic.
I would say existential. Which is probably the mood for 2024 right now. However, I digress. We can talk about that at some moment. on an episode with Mo, we do Mobius Musings Part 2, and we can talk about how we really feel about life. But for now, the trailer was completely different from the Celebration one. There's probably a couple of scenes that are the same. I think the scene with Omega and Crosshair. I think that, now I'm remembering some stuff. There was a scene with Omega and Crosshair, and I think that at the Celebration trailer, there's some dialogue between the two.
Okay.
But I think there was like more Empire stuff, like with Palpatine. Not that he's talking, but we see like more of that, you know, staging thing when he's walking with the Red Guard and all that stuff. But other than that, completely different mood for the, well, not mood, because it was still like the, you know, sad. This is the last season. It's going to be tragic and horrible for everybody.
I'm so sad. Like, it's so just watch it say, you know, the final season, just, it makes me so sad already. I mean, it hasn't even come out and I'm already missing it.
Why are you sad?
I know, because it's going to be the end of an era. I mean, this was basically, the Bad Batch was like, you know, Clone Wars 2.1, you know, kind of like the continuation. Like, we were super sad when the Clone Wars ended and then we got that final season 7 that nobody was really expecting, and it's like, oh, we get more. And then the Bad Batch was announced and it was like a continuation of what we got in the Clone Wars animated series, and now it's the last season. And that I was so you know, reticent to like watch the Clone Wars to begin with because it wasn't the style of animation that I liked, and now I love it. And I mean, we harp on about it all the time, how the animation just keeps getting better and better. And this trailer just blew anything we've seen out of the water. It looks amazing. And now I am going to miss this type of animation. So I hope that the Bad Batch won't be the end of this type of Star Wars animation that we've been, you know, so lucky to have so much of. You know,
and we will. And one thing that I wanted to mention too, it's that, to your point of like it ending and like how it's been coinciding with your life, I think that it's very considerate of Lucasfilm to have planned these seasons around your law school journey. This has been 3 seasons, so like all of them have been a moment of, it's been 3 years of law school. So 3 years of law school, 3 seasons, of the Bad Batch. And they all came, like, you grew, like, the Bad Batch grew with you, basically.
Yes.
When Omega was brought into the world, was you entered the world of law school, and now we need to rescue Omega out of Mount Tantus the same way that you're getting out of law school. So it's a it's a beautiful symmetry. Thank you, Star Wars and Lucasfilm, for doing
it purposefully
this,
for me.
For doing this for Nani. She's very appreciative, and so am I.
Yes, thank you.
This won't be the last time that we see this style of animation, because we know there's going to be a second season of Tales of the Jedi, and we know that kind of carries that. I think, and I might be making this up, I don't remember, but I think I had read something about having like a, just like we have Tales of the Jedi, that there might be Tales of the Sith or something. Ooh, like that. I don't know if I'm making that up. If I'm making that up, I'm sorry. I don't mean to give false information here. But I think I remember that this is the case for that. So I think we're safe in regard of getting
more animation itself stuff.
And I would hope that we get not necessarily like a spin-off, but a continuation of some sort. I was saying that, but then I decided to correct myself and say kind of no, it's kind of nice to have this bookend and have Clone Wars, Clone Wars and clone-centered stories be bookend and be this is where they live, and kind of cap that era and like move now into other areas. Not that we can't have more clone stories, but like this big chunk of them being the focus of it, I think it's kind of nice to have it end, because that way we have like other avenues to go and explore. But I don't know. I mean, it is sad, especially because I want to, you know, we love Omega and we want to see more Omega. Yeah.
And they really hit us in the field with the trailer, like having us to watch Echo fall all over again. It was like, oh, my heartstrings.
Yeah, let's talk about that. let's talk about that. Move straight into our trailer reaction portion of it. And I especially love to hear your trailer reactions, because you have notoriously always been
an anti-trailer
person. Ever since I've known you, you're like, I don't like to watch trailers. Mm-hmm. And because of this endeavor that we've decided to go on with podcasting,
I've
been forcing you to watch trailers. Hopefully you don't watch all the trailers, only the ones that are for Star Wars or whatever
Star Wars that we're talking about on, obviously.
But as an anti-trailer person, how did this one make you feel?
It was so unexpected. It just made me feel really happy to see the Batch, you know, back. And I think the trailer itself was fantastically structured. It like pulls you in right from the beginning with all those action scenes, and it really does feel like it's a final season. Like even the trailer itself, like it's all of these things coming together. We get a chance to see some of the cameos that we're going to be getting throughout the season, and it looks like they're just bringing everybody back, which I'm really excited to see. And it's going to be so strange to have the bulk of it, because I doubt they're gonna, you know, rescue Omega right away. So it's gonna be really strange to see them, you know, their dynamics without her, and to see how, because we know that she saw Crosshair, and you said from the other trailer that there was some communication between them, to see how this redemption arc for Crosshair is gonna happen, and how Omega's probably gonna be the key for it happening. I think it's still. I'm feeling sad ending here. Like, I think there's going to be like more tragedies, but it depends on how it's done. I think it could be a very beautiful, you know, send off to the Bad Batch. And I'm just really excited. I mean, I got goosebumps the whole way. We're going to talk obviously about that final reveal at the end of the trailer that I was definitely not expecting. As soon as that voice showed up, I was like, what are they doing? Chills. But yeah, but the trailer itself, I thought it was really cool. Especially, they kept it short, so you don't really reveal a lot. And I hate it sometimes when, you know, the trailer shows you everything that's going to happen. It's kind of upsetting. You want surprises. So, I don't know. I think all around, it was good.
I think you made a good point. It was something that I wanted to bring up. And it's something that I think Star Wars has been doing a lot with their trailers, which I think, specifically with their shows, which I think is a very clever thing. And I don't want to say it's misdirection, but I think they are very wise in terms of what they are picking to show.
Yeah.
And usually, from my experience, and if I'm wrong, someone please correct me in the comments. We need your comments, please. But usually they only show things from like the first couple of episodes.
Yeah.
So everything that we're seeing so far, I mean, we're getting 15 episodes. Lucasfilm already announced the whole schedule for when everything's dropping, which ones are going to be, double episodes or triple episodes, and all the names of that, and we'll go over them in a couple minutes. So we kind of know everything, and the titles for the episodes are pretty cool. So we'll discuss those in a second. But yeah, but I think like this whole chunk of footage that we've seen for the trailer, I am pretty confident that it's not the whole season. I'm pretty confident it's like probably the first few episodes. Let me see the list real quick. I'm pretty sure that it's the first 4 to 6 episodes or something like that. They're going to establish the mood of what's happening. And I mean, there might be stuff from like later on to establish stakes, but I'm pretty confident that most of the things we're watching are from that first third of the season.
Yeah.
So that they can like save all the big surprises and reveals like for the end. Because I would hope / want that the end of this season is just, you know, bombastic and bombastic and spectacular. So, but yeah, I was very, very, very happy with that trailer, especially because, you know, so especially when you're getting it out of the blue and you're not expecting it, and then when you get it,
I know, it's so surprising.
And then exactly, and then when you get it, it's not what you thought it was going to be, because like I said, I thought it was just going to be the celebration trailer with extra footage,
right?
But no, it was just a completely
something different,
completely new trailer. So happy to see everyone back. Crosshair, although Tech, you know, they had to punch us in the gut by having us relive the moment of his demise.
Oh, Tech. I said Echo, I think, instead of Tech. Oops.
Plan 99.
Yeah.
He's one of the real ones. Although, speaking of Echo, we'll see him.
Yeah. We'll see Echo, too. Yeah.
We'll see him. I'm sure that they'll do the Mandalorian thing where they got to get the band back together, and then they just, everyone unites for the last mission. And what the last mission will be, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's very heavily implied that it's just rescuing Omega. I don't think so.
I don't think it's going to be the end. I don't think
I agree.
So either.
I think Omega is going to escape, like, if not in the first 3 episodes, like in the first half. And then the second half will be like whatever they discover that Emperor Palpatine's doing in Tantus. Because I think that's the misdirection. The misdirection in the trailer is about,
rescuing Omega. Yeah, but it's more than that. It's definitely about, the cloning, Palpatine is doing, yeah.
I'm willing to say that Omega rescues herself with Crosshair.
With Crosshair.
I think that they both beat Wrecker and oh my god.
And Hunter.
Thank you. And Hunter to the punch. It's been a while. They beat Wrecker and Hunter to the punch, and they kind of rescue themselves.
I'd be okay with that.
And then when Hunter and Wrecker get there, they're like, oh crap, we're here to rescue. That trope is like, oh, what are you doing here? We're here to rescue you. Well, who's rescuing you? Type of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to be wrong too. Maybe I'm completely wrong and everything's going to be the end of the season. It's going to be rescuing Omega.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I mean, we can speculate responsibly all we want.
And we will. I just got a good idea. So we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. What's the idea?
I wanted to say it at the end for like responsible speculation. But since you asked me, I think that there is a pretty good possibility that because we're in Mount Tantus, and Mount Tantus is from the original Heirs of the Empire Thrawn novels, and this is all about the cloning stuff and setting up a Rise of Skywalker and all these things, and obviously we have the Filoni movie and Ahsoka season 2. I think that there is a healthy possibility that we get Thrawn in animation in this
again.
Show.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Maybe not necessarily like in a involved capacity in which like he's an active player in the show, but kind of like when Krennic showed up like in last season, maybe in a bigger role, because I think Thrawn would be a little more involved with Mount Tantus.
Yeah.
But I think I think there's a good chance. Because maybe he's talking with Palpatine about establishing like another cloning facility or something in the unknown regions, or maybe I'm going too crazy. Maybe I'm going crazy. But that's the thing that popped into my mind when we were talking about.
Possibilities.
Maybe the Shadow Council is in Mount Tent. The Shadow Council from Mandalorian Season 2 is there or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, they could. Yeah.
I think this season could go crazy. Just to like, it's like, since it's finishing, it's just like, okay, let's just boom,
establish. They all have these nothing to do. They have nothing to lose by going all out. Honestly, they should really lean into it, because I think it'd be awesome. And I mean, we already know that some of our favorites are coming back. We saw Rex and Cat Bane and Fennec Chand.
Oh yeah,
and, I mean,
we got Wolf. We saw Wolf too. So we get to see like how Wolf joins Rex in Star Wars Rebels. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see in what capacity these characters are coming back. Are they going to be against the Bad Batch? Or are they actually going to be helping out the Bad Batch? I keep hoping that we're going to see Boba Fett and that he and Omega get to meet at some point. Yeah. So I've been pushing for that since.
I have a feeling,
Alpha and the Omega, so...
I have a feeling that at least Fennec Shand's going to be on the side of the Bad Batch.
Yeah.
I think she's going to help them. I'm not sure Cat Bane.
Cat Bane is mercurial.
He's not a team player, so I don't see him helping the Bad Batch. I see him... Maybe that's the thing. Maybe when Omega and Crosshair escape, they kind of escape by themselves. Or... they get separated or something, because we have to keep the Star Wars thing. We got separated. And Omega's by herself, and Crosshair rejoins the Bad Batch, and then they have to find Omega out in the wild, so they hire get in touch with Fennec. No, they get Fennec Shand.
Okay.
But then the Empire gets Cat Bane to kind of find her again, so they're all trying to get Omega out. Maybe, I mean, it's kind of a... I don't want to say it's a rehash from Season 2. It's a variation.
We'll see.
From Season 2. But maybe I'm excited. It's a lot of avenues, and one of the things that's really cool about this, as opposed to a season of Andor, actually not Andor, well, Mandalorian or something, is just that it's going to be 15 episodes. There's going to be a lot of story there. So a lot of discussion that I'm very excited for.
Yeah.
But
I'm still surprised it's 15 when the other seasons was 16 episodes. I guess they're very contained about where exactly they want to finish.
Maybe the reason it's 15 is that the last episode is
maybe longer,
like
it's
just a long episode. So instead of like breaking up into episodes, it's like a mini movie.
This is the end, and this is the end, and this is how we want to end it, which is promising. I like it when there's an actual goal, because I feel like Star Wars sometimes just doesn't know where it's going. So February 21st, we get 3 episodes.
February 21st, we get Confined.
Mm-hmm.
Paths Unknown and Shadows of Tantus, which are let's be honest, those are really cool titles for those.
They
episodes.
Are really cool titles, and I think they are probably leaning into the mini arc kind of thing that they've done before, with I think works very very well for them. So I don't know. I'm really excited. I wasn't expecting to get Bad Batch already.
Yes, I agree. And like for those three, for everyone that's listening right now, for those three first, we're gonna have. As we've always done, well, not always, as we've done in the past, we are going to do our review episodes on Thursday to release on Fridays. I think, right? That's what we want to do.
Probably,
Your schedule
on
permitting.
Wednesdays. Yeah.
Your schedule
they're
permitting.
They're released on Wednesdays. We'll do that. We can record on Thursdays. Yeah.
But we're going to have guests for each and every one of them. And I'm going to reveal a guest now. They're going to be a surprise. But I'm going to say... our first guest for that trilogy of episodes. It's going to be great. We're going to have a great time. Just get your cocktails ready. We're going to have some fun.
It's going to be fun. Definitely.
But let's go over the schedule and the episode title. So like you said, February 21st.
You get 3 first episodes.
3
mm-hmm.
Confined, Paths Unknown, Shadows of Tantus. Like I said, February 28th, A Different Approach. March 6th. I think this is the episode where something will happen, and we'll discuss that something later. It's the return. So I have a pretty good feeling that that's the episode. Well, I could be wrong, but whatever. Let's keep going.
Then we get a double episode on March 13th.
Infiltration and Extraction. Mm-hmm. March 20th, Bad Territory. Mm-hmm. March 27th, The Harbinger. Great title.
That sounds ominous. I know. Then April 3rd, another double.
Mm-hmm. Another duplex there, an Identity Crisis, and Point of No Return. And then from April 10th to the end, it's just like all the titles are, holy crap.
Juggernaut, April Into 10th, the Breach. Flash Strike. The Cavalry Has Arrived. I mean, the titles are really good.
Which, I don't know if you picked this up. I didn't. I had to let other people online inform me of this. But the last episode, that line of the title of the episode, The Cavalry Has Arrived, is actually the first thing that the Bad Batch say when they first are introduced in the Clone Wars.
No.
So the first thing that they say is like the last title.
Oh.
Symmetry. It's great.
I got goosebumps.
I wish I were the type of nerd that can remember that type of stuff.
Right.
It's really cool. I don't remember. I purge things immediately. It happens and it's just like gone from my mind.
It's over. Yeah.
So I'm very happy that there's other people out there
who are able to
remember these things so that we can benefit from those facts. But yeah. So like we were saying, episode 5 on March 6th is called The Return. But The Return of What? Which I thought was very interesting. And if you watch the trailer all the way through, which I hope everyone did, at the end we get a very Rise of Skywalker situation where something's happening and then a voice shows up and says, I wasn't planning on killing anybody, but you're making it, whatever, I'm paraphrasing it wrong. But a very, very familiar voice. Everything fades to black. And when the screen comes up again, we see a yellow lightsaber with a woman wielding it with a cool haircut. And lo and behold, the baddest. We got the Bad Batch, and now we got the Bad Bitch. We got Asajj Ventress back in action. And one of the most spectacular reveals. How did you feel when you saw
Asajj? I could not believe it. I mean, when I first heard the voice, I was like, no, they're not doing this, are they? Holy crap. And then it's just, the whole scene is just lighted by her lightsaber, and we get to see her, you know, with a yellow lightsaber. Like, the movement is just completely flawless, and it's she's just like owning that whole scene. And I'm like, Asajj Ventress is back, and holy crap, the haircut,
the yellow lightsaber.
Oh my god, the classic movement and the stands. It's just, I can't.
The sinister voice. I mean, it's like, so good. It's so good to be reunited with old friends.
I know.
It's so great. But as always, there's nothing in the world of Star Wars that is not without controversy. We can't ever have anything good.
And nothing makes us happy.
Nothing makes anyone happy. Well, I think we are reasonably happy people, I guess. Yeah. But on the whole, the internet must be angry. Must be a mob. And immediately after the trailer came out and we got the reveal of Asajj Ventress coming back, which should be a moment of joy.
Yes.
There was immediately immediate backlash on the internet.
Well, God.
Because if you read all Star Wars content, which, as I said before, I do not.
Don't.
I read as much as I care to. And honestly, probably more than I should. And I say that as a Star Wars podcaster. But there was a novel that came out a couple of years ago called Dark Disciple. And that novel was based on unused story arcs for planned Clone Wars seasons that never happened because they were canceled after the Disney acquisition of Lucasfilm. And some of those arcs were about Asajj Ventress, and Asajj Ventress specifically with Quinlan Vos, because they fall in love and like they have this whole story that happens between them. But and I should have said spoiler alert, I guess, before this, but the novel's been out for a couple of years, guys. And if you didn't read the novel, it doesn't matter then that she's coming back. Long words. But beside the point. But the thing is, at the end of that novel, she dies. So all the fans are just like, oh, it's Lucasfilm again. They don't care about the books or the comics, and they're retconning things again, and blah, 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 and like all these things about canon and things. And I'm just like, oh my, like in the back of my mind, I was like, grow up. Grow up.
Yeah.
Grow up. Grow up.
Get over yourself.
Get over yourself. I understand like how nice it would be if everything just
there was tied, actual continuity with everything, but
tied together with the little bow and everything's perfect. But guess what? Life's messy. Real life also doesn't make sense. You know, we're going into the 2024 election, and that's gonna be weird too. It doesn't make sense canonically either. It's like, how, you know, there's so many things about real life that doesn't make sense that that in my fantasy, and let me use that word again, fantasy.
Yeah.
People coming back from the dead don't bother me. Gandalf did it. Darth Maul did it.
Yeah.
We're good. So this is a nothing burger for me. And let's put it this way. I think the backlash was so swift that Lucasfilm knew that
it was going to happen.
That nerds were going to lose their minds. So they released a statement. And Brad Rau, one of the people behind the Bad Batch, actually put out a statement saying, we know that, like, fans that are familiar with the Dark Disciple story, that, like, know that there's how Asajj's story ends there, but we want to assure everyone that we're not ignoring that story, that we're going to acknowledge it, and it's going to make sense, so don't worry. Chill. Chill the poop out. And that's something, one, I appreciate that they did that, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's cool on their part, they're, like, acknowledging all the canon. But on the other hand, I feel embarrassed that as a fandom, we need to have Lucasfilm say, like, don't worry, guys, it's going to be okay.
It feels ridiculous.
Like we're giant babies and we need to be coddled.
And spoon-fed everything. Yeah. And, it's okay, don't worry. I mean, it's so, like, infantilizing, it's embarrassing. But the fandom is like that, in a lot of areas. But it's kind of ridiculous because you're freaking out about something that's revealed in a trailer. So you don't actually know the context of how they're doing it. And you're criticizing before you have any idea of how they're making it happen. So, I mean, once you have all the information, if you're still pissed about it, then whine all you want. But doing it preemptively is, insane.
It's like when Darth Maul came back. No one cared. It was like, oh, yeah, Darth Maul's back.
Darth Maul's back. Why can't we be happy that we get Asajj Ventress back? I'm super excited.
And Darth Maul got cut in half in a movie, know?
Yep. And we still got him back, and he was awesome.
I think, so we'll see. I'm very excited. I mean, if they explain it, that's fine. If they don't, that's also fine.
I'm fine with it.
I'm more excited to, like, have Asajj come back than have the canon make 100% sense.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, it's
fine. It's fine. Have you talked to Mo about it? Because I know they're a huge fan of Asajj Ventress.
I haven't. You're a good point. It's been a week, man.
I know. It was a lot.
The last 2 weeks have been a little insane in my life, personally. So,
but we need to talk to them and see how they feel about it.
I need to text Mo.
The OG.
Let me do that now.
Asajj Ventress, huge fan.
I'm gonna do that, ladies and gentlemen. We are texting Mo after recording. but I'm excited for Asajj, and I think it's one of those things that we shouldn't... I mean, I understand the, in terms of canon, that there's cans and can't do's, but I feel like there's also... We can't tie ourselves back so much from the possibility of storytelling because of something, especially, again, in a magical world where we can... we can fudge things to make it like, oh, we have Dark Sister magic, or we have the unknown regions. We have Mortis. Mm-hmm. We have so many weird stuff that we can tap into to be like, okay, let's
Don't limit yourself.
That way, yeah, exactly. Because, that we can like unlock the potential of like the storytelling. It's just like, especially if it makes sense and it's a character that everyone loves. Let's be a little more forgiving.
Well, I'm pretty sure the people now,
doing these stories know what they're doing.
Yeah, especially now that we've gotten like a resurgence of the Night Sisters from, you know, the Ahsoka show. So we get this different version of these characters, and now we have Asajj, one of the most famous ones, with a very complicated backstory, a very interesting backstory, to come back and possibly be, I think she's gonna be on the Bad Batch's side.
Yeah, yeah. So absolutely, yeah,
yeah.
I don't disagree. Yeah.
But still with the temper, obviously, it's like, because the first thing she says, like, I'm really trying not to murder you, but you're making very tempting.
I really want to murder you. 100%, she's on the good guy's side. My question, though, is Quinlan Voss gonna be in some sort of capacity there too? Yeah. Because from what we know, they obviously have the love tryst in Dark Disciple. Their histories are intrinsically linked. But I mean, maybe not. Maybe she, after she dies in Dark Disciple, she parts ways to protect him. Done.
Yeah,
to protect him so that they don't hunt him down because they're trying to get her. But I think it'll be cool. Quinlan Voss is one of the coolest Jedi, you know, so I would not mind.
And we've been still like kind of waiting for him to show up again.
Yeah, because we got the hints. Yeah. We got the hints of him in Obi-Wan Kenobi.
In Obi-Wan, we're like, oh.
So we're like, oh, so it's happening. We're going to get Quinlan back. So I think it's a matter of time. We're getting him back. Although to, you know, argue against myself, maybe we have already too much stuff going on in Bad Batch and we, you know, and maybe having Quinlan come back would be a disservice. Maybe we just keep it lean so that the story is what it needs to be and doesn't have too much extra fat. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
It's
going to be great. I don't expect her to be too involved though in the season because I feel like she might be like too OP for Bad Batch. You know, I think. Because, like, one of the things that I think works a lot for Bad Batch and Andor as well is that because we don't have, like, force wielders, it makes the Empire seem like a much more credible threat and something that's a lot more terrifying, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's something that you have to... It's the machinery of war is this physicality that's more imposing when you don't have magic powers. And I think that helps ground it. So maybe having like Asajj be part of the whole Bad Batch thing would undermine that tonality of having the Empire seem that much more. Well, or maybe not. Maybe I'm talking out of my ass. Who knows?
I mean, I think it's all going to come down to how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think we've both enjoyed the Bad Batch the whole way through. So I think they've done a good job with it, honestly. So now that it's the third one and it seems like there's been like clear planning behind this, I don't think we're going to be disappointed.
I don't think so either. And it's one of those things about having like Breaking Bad, for example, like having a show that has a planned ending.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I was going to debate against myself now because so did Game of Thrones. And look how that turned out. But... But that's different, though, because
that's different because the novels that never really came out, and
they went through a lot of changes of what they wanted to do, and so Game of Thrones is a completely different outlier. But you know, you got Breaking Bad and shows that have had a planned ending; they kind of know where they want to go, so that they can tell the story that they want to tell. I think it allows for a lot more satisfying storytelling because the storytellers are telling the story that they want to in the amount of time that they want to. And it makes it, you know, lean and satisfying, I hope. So I kind of am happy that Bad Batch is ending, not because it's ending, but because they're doing it on their terms.
And it's contained, it's contained within its own thing.
It's better, that it ends on their terms and they're doing the story that they want instead of being canceled. And then they have to, you know, kind of scramble.
Yeah, kind of scramble. And not only that, sometimes also if you extend the show past its expiration date, because sometimes you kind of start losing story and you kind of lose steam, and those final seasons, they're like pushing it too hard. Like, honestly, like they did with Friends. I think like last three seasons of Friends was like unnecessary.
You say that with How I Met Your Mother.
Controversial. Yeah. How I Met Your Mother also, especially that last season.
I didn't even bother. I was just like, after I don't know, maybe probably like halfway through, I was just like, I'm done with this show.
Yeah,
I'm just,
it's like, over. It's, why are they stretching it so
it's all the same. Along. It's all the same. It's like, whatever. And then when they meet the mother, she's only there one season. I'm like, what? All this build up.
Yeah, all this build up for...
Right, and she's not even in the show. It's like, come on. Anyway, this is not the How I Met Your Mother podcast.
Yeah, but anyway, I was thinking that it's so exciting to get Asajj. I don't know. I didn't know that people were freaking out because, you know, I kind of ignore the internet mostly.
You're much better for it.
But it's really cool that, I mean, we met Asajj in the first ever episode of The Clone Wars. And now we're getting her back, you know, in The Bad Batch, which is like Clone Wars adjacent. And it's super cool. And then she's gone through so many transformations. And now we get to see this different version of her that, and we haven't seen her, you know, kind of separate from her sisters, because it was always under Count Dooku, and then when she rejoins the sisters, and then the sisters get massacred, and you know how she survived everything, and now we get her back with the Bad Batch, and she was always kind of, you know, a misfit, just like they were. So I think it's going to be really cool to see how they interact.
Yeah, I mean, and I wonder, yeah, how they're gonna, if they're going to keep her connection story-wise with Night Sisters, especially because we've seen them return in Ahsoka,
yeah,
and we've seen them also be a part of the Jedi Fallen Order games. Yeah. Are they going to maintain the whole Night Sister lore thing, right, and expand it, or are they just gonna, like, for Asajj, be like, okay, this is an Asajj story, and Night Sisters are
their own thing,
mm-hmm, that we're doing? So definitely very interested in seeing that, but. I'm excited. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good year for Star Wars. We're going to have a lot of good stuff coming down. So I'm very happy that Bad Batch is going to be the first thing that we see, because it's the end of the era of Bad Batch. But it's also going to herald a new era, because it ends, when's the last episode? May 1st. So interestingly, they're ending it right before May the 4th.
Right.
So... what's going to happen May the 4th? Is The Acolyte going to come out?
Oof.
That, like, we end an era and we start a new one? I mean, that would be really cool. Mm-hmm. That would be really cool. It's just like, okay, we ended this Imperial Clone War era, and now we're just going to go into the High Republic and start with The Acolyte. I think that would be really cool on Lucasfilm's part if they do that, you know, if they jam-pack that week with beginnings and ends, alphas and omegas, so to speak.
I'm excited.
I'm too excited for the Acolyte. Acolyte's going to be great. Acolyte's going to be great. But
Acolyte. And they still haven't released a trailer, and you got to see one celebration, and I haven't seen anything.
Hey, I was able to find like a bootlegged version on Reddit, because I wanted to remind myself.
Right, of how awesome it was.
I can send it to you if you want. It's a very, very crappy quality.
No,
but it still has
it's
that.
Fine.
But
I'll
has,
wait.
But it has those goosebumps, like especially the ending of ending of that trailer. Oh. Did I ever tell you how the trailer ended?
No.
Well, it ends. You want me to tell you?
You can tell me. Yeah, you can tell me.
Okay. Well, anyone that doesn't want to hear this, earmuffs. This is the time. Spoilers. Spoilers for the Acolyte trailer that came out 10 months ago. So, like at the end, it's so stupid, but so awesome at the same time. So the end of the trailer is basically like all the Jedi that we've been introduced to throughout the whole of the trailer. And they're like in this forest or something, or greenery, whatever. They're like in nature stuff. And they're all, you know, doing their, we're worried about something, looks. And all of a sudden, it's exactly, look, just while I was watching it, I'm like, are they going to do the thing? Are they going to do the thing? And they do the thing. All of a sudden, it's just like all of them just like, take out their lightsabers and start igniting them one by one. So it's just like a bunch of Jedi just lighting their lightsabers, then bam, cuts to black. And I was just like, this.
Yes, thank you.
This is what I need. And the beginning of it is really cool, because then you have Carrie Ann Moss. We see her character. And she's, you know, in Ahsoka when Ezra is fighting the stormtroopers, the death troopers with like the Force.
Right.
Well, take that, multiply it by Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and then add a little flavor of the Matrix, and you'll get the intro scene of the Acolyte trailer. It's like they're fighting with the Force, and it's very Wuchia, you know, very Crouching Tiger type fighting. And it was everything my soul desired.
I'm so excited. Like, from the moment that we heard Carrie Ann Moss, I'm so excited to see her in Star Wars. It's going to be a good year.
She might be coming back, on a separate note, she might be coming back to the MCU, though, because we have, we talked last week about Echo and how it's reconnecting the Netflix MCU, Marvel shows to the MCU this week.
Oh, right, and with Daredevil, yeah.
Exactly. This week we saw that Foggy and oh my God, and Karen are back. There was like some filming, they were filming for Daredevil, and we got to see. We got to see people record, and they're officially back. Deborah Ann Woll and I forgot Foggy's actor's name are back in the fold. So we got the trio from Daredevil back. So it's not implausible that then Carrie Ann Moss,
yeah,
a lawyer character, comes back.
Who was awesome. She was so good in that.
That's right. Yeah, but she was mostly in Jessica Jones, I think. She wasn't. Or did she show up in?
I think Daredevil? She shows up. Yeah, I think she does.
Okay, because she's definitely, I think, in the Defenders as well.
Yeah, I think she shows up in Luke Cage, too. I think she might show up in all of them.
Okay. So maybe she'll come back, too. And we'll have her at the same time on Star Wars and the MCU. Carrie Ann Moss is always a good thing.
Yes.
And I must say, because I wrote this on Threads the other day, I was just remembering The Matrix Resurrections. Good movie. So good. I love that movie so much. I know there's a lot of haters out there.
Yeah.
That hate that movie, but I love The Matrix Resurrections. The best part of that movie was Carrie Ann Moss. forever my Trinity.
Especially after like they depowered her so much in like the third film, I think it was really great to see her back to form in Resurrections.
If you don't like that movie, give it another shot. See it for what it is, not for what you want it to be. And then we'll watch and compare notes. But yeah, I'm digressing. We gotta get back on the Star Wars train here.
Yeah, I think we're very optimistic about the Bad Batch. Don't want to get our expectations too high, obviously. And we did some responsible speculation here, thinking about what we could get.
Thrawn's coming back, baby. Thrawn's back.
We're going to see if that happens. We definitely have to earmark it that you call that early on.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'm really rooting for Boba Fett showing up.
So. Also. Yeah. So
we'll see.
It makes sense. It needs
to bring Boba.
I'm not going to say it needs to happen, but it
makes sense
to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. But I guess that's it for us today, since, I mean, it's a 2.5 minute trailer, and
we talked, there was a lot, it was 2.5 minutes, but there's a lot of depth,
a lot there.
And then obviously the internet drama makes,
makes a little bit,
a lot more to discuss.
But I'm definitely excited.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So February 21st.
Stay tuned, kids, because our guests are going to be fire. So we're going to be having a lot of fun with a lot of fun guests. And obviously, watch this in the spirit in which it's meant to be watched, which is just with having fun in the back of our minds and just enjoying this franchise that we all love so dearly. So stay tuned. It's going to be a great season.
Yes, it will be. We are Triad of the Force. Remember to like, subscribe, leave us a comment. Let us know what you're thinking about the next season of The Bad Batch. And please stay tuned for our reviews of the episodes as they come out, when they come out, starting with the first one on February 21st. Probably our review will come out like a couple days after that. But we are going to keep you posted. And please let us know what you're thinking and always comment. So until next time, may the Force be with you.